The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Mike Pence did an incredible job, and I'm getting a lot of credit because that's really my first so-called choice. That was my first hire, as we would say in Las Vegas.
You know, it's one thing to have other people make that observation. It's another thing to make that observation yourself about yourself. Jake Dapper joins us now, host of The Lead on CNN every day at 4 p.m. And then, of course, on the weekend, State of the Union, also on CNN. Jake, well, listen, it's a fair point, though, isn't it? I think the consensus is that Mike Pence definitely had the better night there against Tim Kaine. And isn't it fair to say, well, these are the two first choices that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump respectively made for their cabinet and for their vice presidential pick, and it reflects well on the top of the ticket?
Sure. But first of all, can you clear this up for me? He used this term that apparently they use in Las Vegas. That was my first hire. What does that mean? I'm not...
Right, don't we use that everywhere?
It's a Las Vegas term. That's my first hire, as they say in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's very unusual.
I'm not sure. More importantly, do you pronounce it Nevada or Nevada?
Well, people in Nevada pronounce it Nevada. I've learned that lesson the hard way.
Yes, I know. When you're on TV and you say it wrong, they'll sure come at you. You're right.
And I remember, actually, in 2008, I remember Michelle Obama being corrected by the crowd in Nevada. That's a lesson that one tends to learn once,
yeah,
and never make the mistake again.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, sure, absolutely. I mean, the vice presidential pick is the first hire of an administration, and you know, I don't think there's anything all that unusual about taking credit for the pick. I mean, his phraseology was interesting, but that said, there's nothing wrong with it. I do still wonder, and I said this the night of the debate.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, I mean, I do still wonder. He, you know, stylistically and in terms of sticking with big themes of change versus status quo, yes, I think that Governor Pence won the night, but I do still wonder if he won the week, because Kaine's strategy was different than Pence's strategy. Pence's strategy was to win the debate, and I think a plurality of those polled and focus groups and such, pundits, gave him the win. But was Kaine playing a different game? Was Kaine playing a longer game where, yeah, sure, I'll take it for the team, I'll be really irritating, but I'm going to bring up every possible controversial thing Trump has ever said, and Pence won't be able to defend them? That's Winston.
It's not a good hit unless Winston chimes in.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, Winston, calm down. He's named after Churchill, you know, so he can be very feisty.
Man.
Let me go upstairs. He's having a fit.
Is the neighbor cat Hitler or Mussolini in the yard? What is?
He will fight them over the dog bowl. He will fight them over the bridge. So in any case, my only point is just like there's been obviously a lot of media coverage of Kaine's saying to Pence, what about this that Trump said? What about that that Trump said? And, you know, overall, as I'm sure you agree, vice presidential debates tend not to mean much.
Well, that's true, except that, you know, I take your point, but I wonder if we overthink it in the media, because we're looking at all of the, you know, sort of the third and fourth degree effects of this debate. And I'm just wondering if the average person says, I like that guy, I didn't like that guy, and so that helps out Donald
absolutely.
Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I think that, you know, I was doing a radio interview a couple of days ago, and the wife of the host, who's not really a political junkie, the wife, that was her reaction. I like that guy. I didn't like that guy.
Yeah, I'm wondering how much that we overthink it.
Jake, you caused a bit of a stir yesterday on Twitter, and which, you know, you got to be careful with the stirs you cause on Twitter. You were having an exchange with our dear friend Mary Catherine Hamm, your colleague on CNN, talking about Chelsea Clinton and the press coverage. And you said, I'm quoting you, it's true. There's no reason to treat one adult child of a nominee with kid gloves while others get tough questions. Why do you think Chelsea Clinton's being treated with kid gloves?
Well, it's probably, and there are a lot of reasons for it. And, you know, generally speaking, we've all talked about this. And yes, I do think that there is some media bias. And I think that's part of, you know, a lot of these equations. Another one is that some are, you know, Chelsea Clinton has been in the public eye since she was literally a child. And there is a protectiveness about her, even though she's now an adult and mother of two children and married and is successful, et cetera. But I think there's probably some, you know, residual protectiveness from the era when she was a child, and she was attacked by people like Rush Limbaugh back in the 90s. Also, Eric Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump are much more out there. They do more interviews. They're more aggressively engaged in the campaign. I think that's part of it. And also, Chelsea does fewer interviews and doesn't do the kind of interviews that, you know, subject her to the kinds of tough questions. But, I mean, well, I think it's complicated. I think there are a lot of reasons for it. But if somebody says, well, part of it's media bias, I'm not going to disagree with that either.
We got to leave it there. Real fast, Donald Trump yesterday in Reno.
Nevada.
Nevada, Jake.
Yeah.
He's going to stand by that.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I don't have to win the state. So,
all right.
I'll tell you what, I've been corrected. It's Nevada. Yeah.
Go throw Winston a bone, all right?
Yeah, all right.
Thanks, Jake.
That.
It's always a pleasure.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.